Welcome to this week's Cheshire's Silk 106.9 Club of the Week podcast, as we find out more about Bollington Town Football Club. They're a club which continues to go from strength to strength, winning 3 trophies in 2 seasons, and they're a club with big ambitions.
My name is Josh Brown. I'm the chairman and the manager of Bollington Town Football Club. I'm a young lad, I'm 23 years old, who grew up in Bollington playing football for a youth club called Bollington United throughout my early teens, and have a really, really big passion with football, and sort of lost connection with the game and the sport from when I was about 16 years old to about 20, and really wanted to get back in it again. So I created a football club with my friends called Bollington Town Football Club.
So Josh, just want to give our listeners kind of an overview of what Bollington Town Football Club is.
So Bollington Town Football Club is an amateur football team from Bollington with a group of about 37 players registered. We're currently one team at the moment with huge ambitions to really grow up the football pyramid and sort of work our way up. We started off in the Ultra Gumming District Amateur League, and now we are in the respected Cheshire Amateur Leagues. We're in Division 2 at the moment. We play our matches at All Hallows on the 4G pitch there, All Hallows Catholic School, and we train on Wednesdays at Mac FC Stadium. We are a club made up of a chairman, myself, a manager, myself, vice chairman and assistant manager, Zach Gatward, treasurer and club captain, Jake Easton, president of the club, which is Sam Glover, who is also a player, and secretary, Deck Hanks, who is also a player. So I created a board from the players that I sort of managed to gather when creating the team. We've got UEFA B coaches. We've got a really good relationship with Player Plus, a gentleman called Jack Hunter, who coaches Premier League players. The likes of Aaron Wan-Bissaka from Manchester United is somebody that he's coached. We're a really ambitious club that sort of got really good values, and we sort of really, really push on work ethic and togetherness as a club. We really want people that come to our club to not just see it as a football team with the mates, to see it as an opportunity to really improve themselves, improve their physical and mental health, better themselves, get fitter and actually get better. We do take it quite seriously. We've been told this quite a lot, but I guess you have to take it seriously if you want to win, you know, if you want to achieve things. And I think our record sort of speaks for itself over the last 2 years. And, you know, something I sort of live by myself is, you know, work hard to enjoy it.
You mentioned there about the players, the team. So if you want to tell us a little bit about the sort of players that that you've got there, and in terms of their relationships that they've perhaps had with previous academies.
Yeah, so a lot of our players have played at a really, really high level at different ages during their career, obviously. But I mean, I'd like to say like 60, 70% of our team have played at academy level or semi-professional level previously. I mean, we've had lads that have been at like Main Road before, or like Burnley. They've had contracts at Burnley, Liverpool, City. And they sort of fell out of love with the game because all your dreams are shattered, and you've gone through this sort of football and educational system, and all of a sudden, you know, you're back to square one. You've not gone to sixth form. You've not got your A levels. You don't know what you want to do. You had all your hope thinking you're going to be a football player, and it's not nice. And I think a lot of academies need to think of a way to sort of help these players once they leave them. You know, can they advise them? Can they get somebody to support them to sort of think of a career elsewhere other than football if they don't make it? And a lot of players don't want to play it again. They hate the game. My best friend's a perfect example. You know, he was so good at football. He was a centre back, and he was honestly unbelievable. He was the best player that I've ever seen play. And he now hates the game. He just can't stand it. And it all comes down to the fact that, you know, your dreams get crushed, and you don't want to hear about the sport again. So a big part of it for me and for Bolly is sort of resurrecting that love for lads and making sure that they can realise that, yeah, you can still enjoy the game. You know, you can still work hard, take it seriously, enjoy the game without being at a professional club. And it sort of works in your favour, because these lads, you know, cup final games, big games, they go to war for you. They give you 110%. They give you even more because you've sort of, you know, you've sort of relit a love for them.
You mentioned there about that, the sort of trying to reignite that love for the sport for many of them. What sort of environment have you tried to create as chairman and as a manager? What sort of environment have you tried to create at Bollington?
For me, the environment I've tried to create is like a togetherness. I call it a football family all the time. I want people to... I don't want there to be a hierarchy at all. From me to the person that washes the kits to the lad that doesn't get on that week, I don't think there's a hierarchy at all. I think everyone's just as important as each other, you know, camaraderie or togetherness and everything like that. And I think the most important thing for me is the togetherness and making sure that everybody feels valued and everybody feels like they've got a role in the club, and also bettering yourself, working hard, feeling good about working hard and proving to yourself you can push yourself that extra bit, and you can really push yourself to achieve things you didn't think you could do. And not only does that just sort of benefit them on a match day on a Saturday, it's something that can sort of help them with their job, you know, or maybe potentially going to the gym that day or getting out of bed in the morning because they've been feeling better physically and mentally, and it can sort of improve their life as well. You know, you can take these life lessons anywhere with anything you do.
In terms of talking on the pitch, obviously you alluded to earlier the success of the team, 3 trophies in 2 seasons, including a huge cup win against Aldrigan Reserves last season, I think it was. Just want to tell our listeners a bit about the success that the club has had on the pitch.
Yeah, so first season was under a different club, but the exact same team, exact same management, including myself. We won the Altrincham and District Division, Division 1. We lost one game, drew one game, won the rest, winning the league that year. And then the second year was when we founded our own club. We went invincible in the league, didn't lose a single game. And then we went to the Altrincham and District Cup final against Altrincham Reserves that were about 4-5 leagues above us in the football pyramid at the time. We actually absolutely blew them away. And it goes back to what I was saying to you before about our togetherness and our fight and the football family. We were willing to sort of die for each other that night on the pitch. And, you know, we had 200-plus Bollington Town fans there, you know, singing all the players' names and stuff. And we just had that extra little bit of, like, desire that Altrincham on the night and togetherness. And we won 3-1, and then we won the double that year, which was the day that Bollington Town became a recognised club in amateur football.
Then this season, currently 3rd in the Cheshire Football League, League 2. How do you reflect on the season so far?
Yeah, so we, in my opinion, as a manager, somebody that sort of strives for the best, I don't think we've had our best season at all in terms of performance on the pitch. I think our availability of players has been restricted. We've had too many injuries. I think at one point we had 16 players injured. The whole squad that was in the cup final was injured. I think there was 2 lads playing at about 60%, but everyone else was out. So we've got unlucky in terms of that, but the league as a whole, I've absolutely loved it. You know, the referees are better, the pitches are better, the organisation is better, the competition is better as well. You know, every team is decent in there and every team is really good. But from Bollington Town's perspective, it's disappointing. You know, 5 losses this season is not good enough. But, you know, we'll work hard. Like I said before, we'll stick together and fingers crossed we can get that promotion and really show everybody next season the team we actually believe we are and how competitive we believe we are, because from a personal level, I think that we can go further. I think we can go into the Premier League and really, really compete in that league as well.
I think that just shows you the high standards that you and everybody else at the club has kind of set for themselves. And this is a club that has got big ambitions. I don't know if you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the ambitions, but the hope is to get potentially all the way up to the North West Counties League.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We don't want to stop here in the Cheshire League. We want to grow. I want to do something really, really special for my neighbourhood, Bollington. I want to I want to represent a semi-professional team. I really do. And we all believe we can do it, every single person internally in the club. We're all working really, really hard. I want to give my vice chairman, Zach, a shout out. He is working seriously hard at the moment to sort of promote the club and get us on a decent standard pitch and really allow us to sort of work our way up the leagues. He's put a appeal in at the moment. We are struggling to find a pitch that's suitable for even the Cheshire Prem at the moment, never mind going into the North West Counties. So behind the scenes, we're working really, really hard to make sure it can happen. And we all believe it's going to happen and we're not going to stop until it's done.
What goes into running a football club? Obviously, you said that you're 23. You've got a busy job, busy work schedule, and you're also the manager. What goes into running a football club and how do you kind of balance that kind of everything?
When I was starting the club, I wasn't going to sleep till about 3 a.m., 2:30 a.m. And I was going to work at about 7, 8 a.m. Well, getting up, sorry, for work about 7, 8 a.m. So I guess a lot of time, a lot of commitment. I think you have to be obsessed with something. And I sort of was. Over the last two years, everything I thought about was like Bolly Town and what I can do for the club and what I can do for the lads and, you know, how to manage a specific person. You know, it's really hard to juggle it because it's not just I'm taking a chairman role and I'm taking a management role and I'm 23 years old. I'm doing it with my friends as well. So it's like it's touchy at times. It gets sensitive. And obviously I have to manage differently as a chairman to the board than I do as a manager to my players. And then you have to think about how to talk to certain players, you know, that are maybe older than you are anyway, as a manager, and try and get the best out of them. But it takes a lot of thought, to be honest. It takes a lot of time. You have to really understand your players. You've got to care about the lads that are under you, which I really do, you know. And you got to understand, you know, how you can motivate them, what you can and can't say to them, and how you get the best out of them. But I do have to say the lads make it a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. That they're all fantastic. They work hard for themselves out there. They really do. And we've got a good team. You know, I gave Zach a shout out before. He's my right-hand man in the club. He's fantastic with him, and he really does help me out. You know, there's Stu who helps us out as well. Stu Gatwood. I mentioned my board earlier. Deck, Jake, Glover, Sam Glover. We do have an older figure that sort of helps us out with dealing with the Bollington Town Council and stuff like that. Chris Bennett, who's been absolutely fantastic since we started the club. But yeah, it's a team effort. It's like I said to you before, it's about togetherness. There's no hierarchy. We're all in it together. We're all going for the same goal.
What does Bollington Town Football Club mean to you?
I don't have words to describe it. It means everything. It changed my life. You know, I was focused on drinking. I was focused on going out, nights out, and it really, really sort of helped me focus on myself and physical and mental health. And I'd like to say, you know, I've got a lot of case studies and storylines of players that it's really, really helped out as well, which is a passion of mine. I do like supporting people and being there for people and helping people improve themselves and sort of guiding them that way. And I guess it's sort of done that for a few important people to me.
A sign of how much it means to you was a challenge that you undertook in February. So for our listeners to know, it was a challenge. Well, in fact, probably the best person to say what you did is you. I don't know if you want to tell our listeners the challenge that you undertook in February to raise money for Bollington Town Football Club.
Yeah, so I did a 28-day White Nancy challenge where I was sort of run up to the top of White Nancy from the recreational ground in Bollington, roughly around 6:30 in the morning, every single morning for 28 days in a row. I did this as we are so ambitious about raising money and getting on a decent facility, a decent pitch, to help us grow and get up the football pyramid and get us in better leagues. We're working really, really hard behind the scenes to try and make this happen and ensure that we can either get our own pitch built or we can get something sorted so that Bollington Town can carry on growing and get to where we need to be and where I think we deserve to be as well. I raised a total of £1,973 for the club, which I wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the help of Amar Moussa and Joey Reid as well, who did the runs with me.
Absolutely incredible. And obviously, you also got a message from a person who's been in the news a lot recently, but is well known for kind of his own kind of sporting feat on the football pitch and also in the match of the day chair.
Yeah, I got a decent shout out from one of England's biggest faces in football, Gary Lineker. It was great actually. So he gave me a shout out, wished Bollington Town good luck for the end of the season after my challenge, which was great.
What are your hopes for Bollington Town going forward? And actually, have you been surprised? It seems obviously anybody looking in will think in the space of two seasons, well, nearly three seasons, you've won three trophies, had some big scalps along the way, and are in real contention as well to have a promotion as well. Most people would think of that as a huge, huge success. How on earth have you achieved that? I feel for you, Josh, that it's a case of this is just the kind of start for you because you've got this big vision for the club. So how would you reflect on the time of Bollington Town Football Club so far and kind of, well, what are your hopes going forward?
Yeah, this is the start of the club. This is the start for the club. A club's going to grow. It's going to develop as much as possible, but we can only do so much. We need help. We need investors. We need sponsors. We need people to really sort of maybe come see us, speak to us, follow Bolly, understand our story, and try it. We need people to help us out. This is not going to be done without people supporting the area, you know, people with a financial backing, people that care about amateur football, because this has happened so many times over the years for clubs in Cheshire, you know, around our area anyway, where they've got a decent team and they can't do anything with them because the facilities aren't good enough around here. But what we have right now is something absolutely special. We're noisy as well. We want to grow and we're going to work hard and we're going to bark our demands until it happens. And it's not just for us, it's for kids growing up. They should be able to get on a good pitch, you know. Their dreams shouldn't just be shattered after they've been left out of academy and that's it. They should be able to play competitive amateur football at a decent level. And we want to be the team, we want to be the club that can provide that. And we need support. We need people to help promote the club. We need financial backing, we need investors, and I'm willing and I'm happy to speak to anybody about our goals, you know, our history and what we want to do and what we want to achieve as well. And I'm sure the lads in the board will be as well. Your station, Cheshire, Silk 106.9.